Stating your key achievements upfront in your CV is a very positive way to convince an employer that you can genuinely add value. So, what is meant by the term key achievements? Why are they important, and how do you write them? So firstly, what's meant by the term key achievements? Achievements are the things you'd made happen in your previous roles. They're a description of how you did something, which created some measurable benefit to the team or company. Don't confuse them with a list of responsibilities or duties you were given as part of your job description. Key achievements are your strongest achievements and those most relevant to the role you're applying for. So secondly, why are they important to include in your CV? Employers want to know how you've performed and to understand the impact of your action in a work, academic or another relevant environment. They're looking for evidence of achievement. But if your achievements are hidden amongst your role description and a list of duties, there's a high chance the employer will miss them. So highlighting your key achievements in their own section will help a time-pushed employer to understand quickly what you have to offer and how you're likely to perform if hired. So thirdly, how do you write them? Start by thinking about 3 to 5 things you've achieved, which are appropriate to the role you're applying for. And when you're writing each point, you need to describe what you did and how it benefited the company, team, customer, and so on. So a helpful structure to follow is the feature action benefit model. So feature is the way you did something. So start the sentence with a feature word or LY word, like consistently or successfully. Then the action word, what you did. So use a verb, i.e. increased, decreased, improved, exceeded, followed by a few words describing what you did. And thirdly, the benefit. State the benefit to the company, customer or team. So an example would be continually, that's your feature word, exceeded monthly personal sales targets, that's your action, helping the team to perform over target for the first time in 5 years, that's the benefit. So another example would be successfully organised all travel arrangements for an overseas conference, ensuring budgets were kept to and directors' time wasted was minimised. So following this structure will help employers see the value you have to offer and help them to visualise you performing in the role they're hiring for. So and finally, as you really need to keep your CV to less than 3 pages, read the job description carefully and make sure you only include the most relevant achievements. Keep each bullet point short and waffle-free.